What you watch depends on what kind of mood you're in. Sometimes you're craving comedies like Friends or South Park, and sometimes you're more into dramas like HBO's Succession and House of the Dragon. There's also cooking shows like Chopped and Beat Bobby Flay, and even movies like The Lord of the Rings and Shazam! Fury of the Gods. Well, Max is the streaming destination that has the best of entertainment for whatever mood you're in anytime. And plans start at as little as $9.99 a month. Max, the one to watch. Subscription required. Visit max.com.
Walk the dogs, school drop-off, meetings from 10 to 3, take kids to soccer, then no time left for a jog.
When everyone else is relying on you, it's easy to put your needs last. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online, so you can show up for yourself the way you do for others. Visit betterhelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/positive.
Surprise! Or maybe not. If you know me, this really shouldn't be a big surprise. The fact that I'm here, producer Jay is here on what is a holiday weekend. Dead center of the holiday weekend, right? Sunday night into Monday, Memorial Day. I like working holidays. In fact, the last couple of years, I've worked all except for Christmas. Every other holiday I've worked. Oh, I guess Labor Day I took off to go hang out with Mom last year, which was good because that's when I met Bob. Anyway, so mostly work holidays because there are always great sporting events attached to every holiday. We've done this question on our show before. Which sporting events do you closely associate with holidays? And I really enjoy the fact that we've got not just a game 7 on Monday, improbably a game 7. Could this be the greatest collapse in NBA playoff history? We've got everything from another NHL game, so Stanley Cup playoffs and the Western Conference Finals getting a little hot under the collar for Vegas Golden Knights fans. Jamie Benn will return for the Dallas Stars. I don't agree with it, but he will. College softball working toward the Women's College World Series. Baseball getting set for Omaha, and the World Series, College World Series. Of course, a ton of Major League Baseball, as they are now into the second quarter of the 2023 campaign. And a lot of times, Memorial Day is associated with baseball. Auto racing, Indy 500 on Sunday, and a washout in Charlotte for the Coca-Cola 600. They right now have it scheduled for 3 p.m. Charlotte time, so noon Pacific time on Monday. It's generally billed as the longest day in auto racing. Theoretically, 1,100 miles on the Sunday of Memorial Day weekend, but there was no window, no dry weather expected at all because of a coastal storm that really inundated that section of the Atlantic coast, the Mid-Atlantic and South. No chance for NASCAR, but they did finish the Indy 500 with a lot of stops and starts at the end. If you were watching, one really scary crash, not just for the driver, but the fans who watched a tire somehow break free of its tether and go up and over the catch fence and down the other side, again, missing the grandstands, missing the actual fans, but coming down onto a car and into a parking area just left of a section of grandstands. WNBA taking place as well. So there's a lot of sporting events that we associated with Memorial Day weekend. The French Open, while not here in the United States, certainly does feature a bunch of athletes and tennis players that we know and follow, including Americans. So it's always a busy sports weekend. And that's one reason I choose to work. Oh my goodness, had no idea that I'd be running into, I guess I didn't calculate it. I knew that Taylor Swift was doing a pair of concerts at MetLife Stadium, which is in New Jersey, just a few minutes south of where I live. It's across the Hudson River from New York City, so across the Hudson River from essentially Midtown Manhattan,
were located in Lower Manhattan. For those of you who didn't know that, CBS Sports Radio is in Lower Manhattan, down near the Freedom Tower and Ground Zero, about 10 blocks north of that. And so I had to go through the area of New Jersey just east of MetLife Stadium. The Swift concert was just getting out. The Tay-Tay concert was just getting out. And the traffic was insane. It looked like rush hour on the West Side Highway, which runs parallel to the Hudson River, north and south on the island of Manhattan. So crazy stuff. But into my parking space safely. And tomorrow morning, it will be quiet as a funeral. And no, that has nothing to do with the Taylor Swift concert. Apparently, it was one hell of a show and has been everywhere she's gone. But Aaron Rodgers, I guess, really appreciates Taylor Swift.
Animals.
Good. More power to him. Welcome to New Jersey, Aaron Rodgers. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. I look forward to hearing from you on Twitter, A-Law Radio. Also on our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. I spent, several hours with my fourth and fifth graders on Sunday morning in church. So a lot of the leaders, a lot of the teachers were on vacation in our county in New Jersey, which is where I live. Because there were no snow days in 22-23, the kids are getting these extended weekends. A 5-day weekend around Memorial Day. That's not a weekend. That's a week off. But they're getting a second spring break, if you will. So a lot of families are gone. A lot of families in my neighborhood took off on Thursday evening. And it's so quiet in my neighborhood, which is great. Not a lot of people doing yard work. Gorgeous weather, but real quiet and peaceful. Until I run my mower on Monday, because all of a sudden my yard looks like it's about to be jungle-esque once again, about 2 weeks after I mowed the last time. So that'll be my Monday. I've been working on a blog post, really excited to finally share my pictorial of the Grand Canyon hiking excursion. Went hiking for the first time since the Grand Canyon on Saturday. Wait until I tell you that story. But that was fun. Enjoyed it. Went with a couple of friends. Hiked up to a lake in western New Jersey, which is really pretty. So did get some exercise and some time away with friends on Saturday, but working tonight into Monday morning, and then we will be here tomorrow night as well, same time, to launch forward into a shortened work week, and a lot of cases people on vacation for the week. So again, find us on Twitter, After Hours CBS, or on my Twitter, A-Law Radio, and then our Facebook page too. If you haven't yet subscribed to our YouTube channel, we have put the latest Chubby Bunny World Championship in video form up on our YouTube channel. Now, I know a bunch of you do subscribe, so you've already found it. But if you're not sure where to look for it, easy peasy, just search for After Hours with Amy Lawrence on YouTube. Bob's already seen it. He did make a comment about Sean's noises. Bah, for sure. Also, I know I'm super attractive in the video, so yay for that. But it is kind of funny to see it after going through it. So we listened to it on, I guess, Thursday night into Friday morning, for those of you who hadn't caught it the first time. And now you've got the video evidence to back it up, that Pat is indeed a ringer. And that he did get almost 11 marshmallows into his cheeks before he lost it. The whole thing, the cast and crew of thousands, we had five of us in here in the main studio, plus two behind the double pane glass. So that's the largest gathering we've ever had to make sure Chubby Bunny went on and went through and went forward unscathed. No one died. In fact, we didn't have any near-death experiences this year. Close, but not quite. So the After Hours Chubby Bunny World Championship 2023 is now posted to our YouTube account, and we'll put the link up a little bit later on for Twitter and Facebook, but easy to find if you want to on your own. Another reason to work on tonight's show is because we want to get to the bottom of what was a typical, scintillating, eyebrow-raising holiday weekend Friday news dump, of course. I thought the NFL was done for the weekend. Practices were over. I thought the NFL would take a breath and take a breather. And that instead of news on Friday or through the weekend, we would have calm for now. The NFL never goes away for long, right? The NFL does not ascribe to the theory that we can't miss you if you never go away. They're pretty sure that oversaturation is the way to go. So on Friday, we end up with the big news from the Cardinals, from the desert, that DeAndre Hopkins is cut. He's out. After weeks of trade speculation, they don't trade him. They cut him. Even though there were teams that were interested in trading for DeAndre, instead, the Cardinals make the move before June 1st so that they can get some relief with the cap hit. But it's not a lot. And to that end, thankful for our friend Tyler Drake. Haven't talked to him in quite a while. But he will join us from Arizona. He covers the team for 98.7 AZ Sports. We'll get the latest on not just Kyler Murray and Buda Baker, actually. There was Buda Baker news on Friday. But DeAndre Hopkins, the whys behind DeAndre getting cut on a Friday of Memorial Day weekend. Why not? It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. Great reaction to our conversation with Matthew Keys. By the way, if you missed it, I highly recommend it. It is applicable and timely for every sports fan that's listening. And even those of you who are not sports fans, because the migration to screaming. Yes, we're screaming about streaming. It fits. If the shoe fits. The migration to streaming isn't just sports, but it's a microcosm. I say this a lot. Sports is a microcosm of real life, and the sports broadcasting industry is a microcosm. Doesn't always play by the same rules. The NFL definitely doesn't play by the same rules when it comes to broadcasting and it comes to ratings and viewership. The NFL actually sets the tone and sets the market in many cases, but what's happening in sports broadcasting is also happening in the larger industry. Sports leagues and teams want fans to shell out more and more money to watch games and events. So a brand new guest that we had on the show Thursday night. The podcast is available, and as they say, a lot of traffic to it, so I hope that you check it out. Media and tech insider Matthew Keys of thedesk.net, which is his own website. He worked for a lot of different companies previously, but is now running his own website. He breaks down the migration to streaming with all the screaming and actually gives us the cost for NFL season alone. If you're going to watch every game, if you're going to have access to every game, even if you don't technically watch every game, what's the cost for an NFL fan? And this is with some shortcuts. Also really fascinating to hear the potential pitfalls as games and events move to streaming. And then the unintended results. And he gives us three or four unintended results that the leagues and the broadcast companies maybe don't see coming, but will have to account for. It's a fantastic conversation. I really would recommend it. A lot of great info. And the link is on both Twitter and Facebook. And Matthew's really active on social, so he's been sharing it as well. I appreciate those of you who check out our podcast on a regular basis. Those of you who do go and listen to our interviews, and I can always tell the ones that do it, the ones that don't, because very often the ones that don't bother to listen, they just comment. They actually talk about something that we did cover in the interview. Your girl knows what she's doing. Your girl knows how to ask questions. So check that out, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. And as much as it applies to you, it applies to me. My company does not pay for me to have even Paramount Plus, which is a CBS partnership. No one's going to pay for me to get the YouTube Sunday ticket. No one's going to pay for me to have Red Zone even. The company's not paying for me to get Peacock. We don't get that for free. And they don't reimburse us. So I'm in the same boat as you are. I have to figure out where to draw the line as well. I don't have Netflix. I don't have Apple Plus or Apple TV. I have Amazon Prime, which I had before they incorporated the NFL on Thursday nights. And I have Paramount Plus because a lot of the shows that I watch are on Paramount and I can't keep up with them all on this schedule. So there are a couple of reasons that I have those. And then Disney Plus, I don't pay for, but I have. I'm sure many of you are in the same boat. So don't judge me, or judge me if you will. I don't care. Many Americans around the country are sharing services. In fact, it's funny. My brother's family, one niece pays for one. Another niece pays for another one. My sister-in-law pays for one. My brother's got a couple services. They combine. And when we're together, like any family, we use multiple apps from multiple family members. And that's one of the pitfalls, one of the, I guess, holes that these broadcast companies can step in and twist their ankles. I've done that before in my backyard and really anywhere hiking. If you're a hiker, you know you can always step in a hole and twist an ankle. Well, so this is a potential pitfall and an unintended result. But how do these companies prevent against piracy? We also talk about that in the conversation. So I highly recommend it, again, on Twitter, A-Law Radio, or on our Facebook page. We're going to get to Game 6, a frenetic ending that held us in suspense. But even before the ending, man, what a back and forth, a wild affair on Saturday night between the Heat and Celtics. The reaction from both the Celtics and the Heat is as you would expect with history now on the line. Only four times has a team ever rallied to force a game 7 in an NBA playoff series after being down 0-3. Only four times. 151 teams. Only four times has this happened that we get a game 7. Rarefied territory. And you know, the Celtics could become the first team ever to rally from death, near death, to rally from life support, if you will, and win an NBA playoff series after trailing 0-3. They were buried. After game 3, they were buried. Maybe buried alive, but still buried. Don't they have shows out there, reality shows that have to do with being buried alive? Oh, no, I can't. There's no way. No. Hell to the no. So we'll get to that coming up this hour. Derek White, now part of Boston sports lore. Jimmy Butler, though, taking the blame on himself. Not putting it on the guy who didn't box out Derek White, but taking it and putting it firmly on his shoulders. So there's a lot to get to. Again, Indy 500. That incredible event that takes place at the Brickyard every Memorial Day weekend. Baseball, too. French Open starts Monday. Novak Djokovic doesn't have Rafael Nadal on his way. I mean, I could go on and on. There's a chance I don't even get to everything. Most importantly, far more important than anything that I will talk about on this edition of the show, is what we mark, what we remember, why we take this Memorial Day weekend. I talked about it with my fourth and fifth graders on Sunday. A couple of high schoolers mentioned it as well. We have high schoolers that volunteer in my classrooms. Yes, it's billed as the unofficial start of summer. And yes, there are a lot of people on vacation. Yes, there are a ton of people traveling to see family and friends or to have new adventures. Yes, there are barbecues and picnics. Hopefully good weather where you are. And yes, there are a ton of sporting events that we will talk about. But beyond all that, the primary reason that we take this holiday weekend is to remember the men and women who volunteered, who signed up, who showed up to serve in the Army, the Navy, the Air Force, the Marines, the Coast Guard, the Reserves, and ended up paying the ultimate sacrifice. They gave their lives to defend our country. They gave our lives in service to our country. And as I've learned over the past, say, 5 to 10 years of becoming more engaged in military history, what's really been impressed upon me is that it's not only the men and women that we've lost who made the sacrifice, it's the families. It's the families and the loved ones who let them go, supported them, prayed for them, waited for them, but ultimately did not see them come home. And so on this Sunday night into Monday, and then we'll do it again on Monday night, or we'll continue it on Monday night when we reconvene on Memorial Day. We always ask you, we've been doing this for, gosh, the last few years. We always ask you to share the name, maybe the arms, the branch of the military, the armed service, the dates. If you would like to share a photo of your loved one that you lost, your loved one that you remember on this day. So please send it to our show Twitter, After Hours CBS, or post on our Facebook page. Now, we always retweet. And then on our Facebook page, it's great because many of you that are part of our listening community, our social media group, you go online and you look at the photos on Facebook, the thread, you support one another. And that's part of what we want to do as well. This is something that many of us have in common. And yeah, it's a holiday weekend, but it's sobering. So I never say happy Memorial Day weekend because for many people, it's not happy. And I don't know that it's supposed to be happy as an occasion here in the United States. I told my kiddos, look at the crosses. There are white crosses everywhere. Look at the American flags in your neighborhood. And elsewhere, recognize the people that we are thinking about, talking about, and remembering on this weekend. So I hope that you'll find us again on Twitter, After Hours CBS. Send the names, send the photos, a message if you like. We'll retweet and also on our Facebook page. Good to have you with us. Great to have you with us as we work our way into Memorial Day Monday. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
Hand off to Duncan. Duncan driving, scooping, flipping, missing. Jimmy's there to clean it up. Up 83-82.
Derek White steps to his left, launches a three. He knocks it down. Out of nowhere, Derek White has hit some big threes here. Marcus Smart sets the back screen and then floats to the three-point line, catches the pass. One dribble, now two for Smart. Indeed, hangs in the air, puts it off the window and in. Score to the foul, and Marcus Smart is going to the line with 4:56 to go.
Boston 101, Miami 97. Jimmy powers up and in. One basketball right on time.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
It was one heck of a fourth quarter in Miami. Jimmy Butler had a brutal offensive night until the end when he was able to hit a couple of clutch buckets. One of those coming on offensive rebound as you hear with Jason Jackson on Heat Radio. And he nailed three free throws in a row. with 3 seconds left on the clock. The Heat were trailing by two. He manages to draw the foul on Al Horford in the corner and calmly steps to the line after a timeout and makes all three free throws. Now, this capped a rally by the Heat in those last few minutes because they were trailing by 10 points, somehow came back, as they've done multiple times in these playoffs, to grab the lead and in most cases win. Not every case, but most cases. And that, of course, set up a finish that you had to see to believe. Or you had to hear from our friend Sean Grandy on Celtics Radio, who will join us following Game 7 on Monday. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. There were 3 seconds left on the clock.
The moment we'll be replaying over and over and over again. It's in the hands of Derek White. Here we go. Into Smart. Smart turns. Faces three. Rims out. It was tapped up and in, but it didn't come too late. We don't know anything yet. Of course we don't. Of course we get to triple zeros and don't have the answer. The ball was tapped up and in, but was it too late? Game 6 and the Eastern Conference Championship is going to be decided at the scorer's table. All eyes are on Zach Zorba at the scorer's table because he holds the information in his hand right now.
Good basket.
It is over, and the Boston Celtics have boldly and impossibly gone where no NBA team has gone before.
Vincent was on me, and he kind of was up top denying JT, so I couldn't get hit the ball. And I did a good job of denying JB too, and Smart Flash hit him, and there really was nobody on me. So I just spaced to the corner, and then when he shot it, just tried to crash. Ball came to me, made a shot.
You don't know who D. White is, you know who he is now. I mean, that dude has been phenomenal for us this whole year. You know, just playing the way that we knew he could play when we picked him up. You know, it's been refreshing for us, and it's been a joy to watch and a joy to be on the court with him.
Saturday night, bright lights, big city in South Beach. Derek White, he gets in behind Gabe Vincent, gets along the baseline, and is in position for an offensive rebound. And what do I tell you all the time? Offensive rebounds are sexy, baby. But he didn't even have a chance to bring the ball down. He had to tip it up and in because the clock was nearly expired. 0.1 seconds remaining when he got rid of that ball and tipped it off the glass for a layup. You hear Marcus Smart, who was the one that took the initial three after Derek. Derek said, Jason Tatum, first option, of course. Jaylen Brown, also blanketed by the Heat. So Marcus Smart takes the three, and it rims out. It looked like it might have been good for a second there. And maybe the fact that it hung up on the rim a tad, the fact that it was a higher rebound, that it took a second to come down, Derek White could time his jump, but he timed it perfectly. Got in behind Vincent, timed it perfectly. Boxing out and rebounding, it's an art, and not one that every basketball player cares about. But you can imagine that Gabe, who was back for game number 6, is replaying that moment. You can imagine that the Heat are replaying that moment over and over again. For the Celtics, it sets up just the fourth game 7 for an NBA playoff series after a team trailed 0-3. Only 4 times in 151 opportunities, only 4 times has a team ever forced a game 7. So we'll hear the reaction from Jason Tatum, Joe Mazzulla, the other Celtics. Man, Jaylen Brown, one of my favorites to listen to. He's Jalen Hurts contemplative after every big moment. But it's interesting because both the Celtics and Heat are talking about adversity. Now, for the Celtics, it came earlier in this playoff series and maybe earlier in the postseason, right? For the Celtics, in that game, that series against the Hawks, they played horrific defense. The Hawks were scoring points like nobody's business in that playoff series. And of course, it went to a game. Did it go to a game 7? Game 6, it went longer than it should have. The Sixers series went to a game seven, even though Philadelphia did not have Joel Embiid initially. Five times now in this playoff run have the Celtics faced elimination, and they're 5-0. But it shouldn't have taken them this long to find their rhythm. So the Celtics are talking about adversity and identity, but so are the Heat. Also using the word adversity and identity. That game seven coming up on Monday evening, and we'll talk more about it here following the update. But here's your NBA history and your nerd alert. As I say, the Celtics are just the fourth team in NBA history to force a game seven after trailing 0-3. Here are the others. I'll go backwards. 2003 Portland Trail Blazers versus the Dallas Mavericks. 1994. So 20 years since the last time it happened. 1994, another 9 years before that. The Denver Nuggets versus the Utah Jazz. That was second round. You have to go all the way back to 1951. The New York Knicks and the Rochester Royals. That was in the NBA Finals. But no team has ever completed the comeback. Celtics are in a great position to be the first. We've talked about the pressure. We've talked about the swing in momentum. Not to mention it's in Boston. And the Celtics have a full head of steam. I hope Miami puts up a fight. The last time they were in Boston was game five, and the Celtics came out like a house on fire and outscored them by 15 in the first quarter. After that, it was even. After that, Miami and Boston were dead even. But they put themselves in a hole in the first quarter they couldn't get out of. If they get buried in the first quarter, this will turn into a landslide. Can the Heat prevent the Celtics from completing this comeback? Man, this is a tall order. It is a mountain. It was a molehill. They turned it into a mountain. You can find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio, on our Facebook page too. We'd love to see the names, maybe the photos of those men and women that you remember on this Memorial Day weekend. And we'll put a post up on our Twitter and Facebook. Thanks so much for hanging out with us. It's After Hours, CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
The moment we'll be replaying over and over and over again. It's in the hands of Derek White. Here we go. Into Smart. Smart turns. Faces three. Rims out. It was tapped up and in, but it didn't come too late. We don't know anything yet. Of course we don't. Of course we get to triple zeros and don't have the answer. The ball was tapped up and in, but was it too late? Game six and the Eastern Conference Championship is going to be decided at the scorer's table. All eyes are on Zach Zorba at the scorer's table because he holds the information in his hand right now.
Good basket.
It is over. And the Boston Celtics have boldly and impossibly gone where no NBA team has gone before.
Ooh-wee.
Oh, my God. That was incredible. We drew up a play. They kind of took the way that, I was trying to get the ball. Jimmy and Strus jumped out to me, Smart, came in and shot it, and we just crashed the glass. And everything was like a blur after that. D. White tipped it in, but, that felt like the longest 10 seconds ever waiting for confirmation if he made it or not. I'm still, in disbelief. That's crazy.
Really just tried to get it to a spot where we can take one or two dribbles and get a shot, and they did a good job of denying with the inbounder, which is always a hard read. But at the end of the games like that, our guys talk about just crashing at the end of the game, giving them a chance, and D-White made a great play.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
D-White, as they call him, definitely did make one heck of a play. Offensive rebounds, they are my jam. Sean Grandy with the call on Celtics radio, and everyone had to wait. Whether you're watching on TV, whether you were listening on Celtics radio or Heat radio, actually, Jason Jackson said the shot was too late initially, but then had to circle back, double back, and wait for the call to be made by Zach Zorba, a name that was trending for a while on social media. With 3 seconds left, the Celtics season hanging in the balance, but the Heat had an opportunity and could not close it out. Joe Mazzulla mentions the setup on the final play, but this is the Celtics. They have multiple ways that they can hurt their opponents, multiple ways that they can put pressure on another team on each end of the court. By the way, the NBA is indicating they have zero issues at all with the foul that was called that put Jimmy Butler on the free throw line. Zero issues at all. So the one that gave him the 3 free throws. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Derek White was actually crying in his post-game interview on, was it ABC? I think that aired on ABC. Maybe not. Maybe it was on TNT. Oh, it was on TNT. Sorry, my fault. They go back and forth. All the different events, they're everywhere. He was teary, and he said it was because he was happy. But what about the Heat? Jimmy Butler made the free throws, but he was 5 of 21 in this game. He did have a couple of huge fourth quarter moments, and he had 24 points and nearly had a triple-double, but it was not enough.
As good or as bad as we played tonight, we still lost, so we still got a job to do at the end of the day. And we will be in this thing together, home, away, on the road. And if, like I told the guys on the bench, I told the guys in the locker room that if I play better, we're not even in this position, honestly speaking. And I will be better, and that's what makes me smile, because those guys follow my lead. So when I'm playing better, I think we're playing better as a whole.
Indefatigable confidence from Jimmy Butler. It does not wane. It does not wane. And I think that's impressive. But of course, he's got to be able to follow through in that hostile environment in Boston. He's got to be able to do that. When it comes to Eric Spoelstra, we've heard the same thing from him and from Butler through this entire postseason, but really going back to the regular season. This is what we do. Nothing comes easy for us. This is how we do life. This is the way that we've become accustomed to facing adversity and to riding the wave of inconsistency.
A lot of things weren't going for us offensively. You do have to credit Boston. They jammed us up, and it looked like at one point, and we were in the 80s, you know, but this group has a competitive will and a competitive want to win that is up there with any team I've ever coached.
It hasn't been going our way a lot this year, so this is nothing new. We got to go on the road and do something special. But we got a special group, so why not it be us?
It's a good question. And again, Jimmy Butler's confidence never wavers, never wanes.
Hell no.
And it does filter into the rest of the locker room. That's true.
Put our guys, you know, against anybody. 48 minutes, you just got to be better than one team, than the other team for one night for 48 minutes. I'm taking that group all day long. I know what we're about. I know what we're capable of. I know who's at the head of the snake for us, and I know mentally we'll come prepared. So we'll just have to do more and make sure that we come prepared and just understand, the mindset we got to be in to understand how hard it's going to be at that place. But I think that's what our group of guys is about. So, this type of stuff we want, this type of stuff we work for all summer for. So we'll be ready.
That's Caleb Martin. He's a big reason why the Heat were even in this game at the end, right? If you turn on NBA TV tonight, they're replaying all the various games of the Heat and Celtics with Game 7 to come on Monday. On Twitter, A-Law Radio, also on our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Our YouTube channel has the brand new version of the Chubby Bunny World Championship so that you can see it with your own eyes. Coming up top of the hour, we'll talk about the Arizona Cardinals and their release of DeAndre Hopkins. And in addition, we'll put a post up so that you can reply with the names and photos of those loved ones you remember on this Memorial Day weekend. Raina is in Alaska. Raina, got about 2 minutes. Go ahead. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
Yeah, hi.
So mostly I was just calling because I heard you mention the World Series of Women's Softball, and I actually called another the same station to talk about it because I work at a sports bar and I love all sports. That Celtics game was and the Heat game was amazing, but I have a lot of customers that want to watch softball. They're like, "This is exciting," and it's really exciting to see people excited about women's sports. My sister was a Division I softball player. She played three Division I sports, and she always said to me, if I was a man, I would be making millions of dollars. She was invited to the Olympic tryouts with Mike Andrea. She's 50 now, but I'm just saying this was in the day. And the fact of the matter is women are amazing, and they play sports great. And softball's exciting.
Well, and it's different, too. It's one of the sports that I think attracts a lot of attention, as you point out, because the field is more condensed. The game itself is not baseball, right? Softball and baseball. No. College softball and baseball are very different. And so there is a lot of excitement. And, of course, the people who don't realize, men specifically, who don't realize how these pitchers can hurl the ball and the spin.
And they have seven-pitch arsenals.
The rise, right? The speed. I mean, you've got MLB players who cannot hit a softball. One of the top pitchers or the top pitchers in the sport.
I mean,
so it's pretty amazing.
It is amazing, and it's my favorite time of year because I've got hockey, I've got basketball, and then I've got the World Series of softball.
Awesome. And I'm glad to hear it. It's just getting ready to start on Thursday.
Yes. And I told all my customers that were asking me to put the games on at 8, it's Thursday, not Friday.
Perfect.
But the fact of the matter is,
just got about 10 seconds. Sorry.
Okay, that's okay. Thank you for putting me on. I love you. And go women's sports.
All right, Raina. Good to talk to you in Alaska. I'm sorry. That's the music. It will cut us off regardless. So I swear it's not me. Yes, the Women's College World Series begins in Oklahoma City on Thursday. OU, Oklahoma, trying to three-peat. So the Sooners are the defending champs. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
The Health One healthcare system is proud to have been named one of the top places to work for women in the nation by Newsweek. Health One is the only healthcare provider in Colorado and one of only 6 organizations in the state to be recognized with this award. Thank you to all our colleagues, physicians, and volunteers for making Health One a great place to give and receive care. Learn more about our services, physicians, and locations by visiting healthonecares.com. That's healthonecares.com.
Is your home ready for summer? Beat the heat with Blinds.com's Memorial Day sale, happening now. Save 45% on selected products, plus doorbusters. Buying custom window treatments doesn't have to be complicated or break the bank. With Blinds.com, you never have to sacrifice when it comes to style, service, or selection. We have everything from Roman and roller shades to shutters, curtains, and more. Plus outdoor shades to keep you cool all summer long. No showroom? No problem. Our design experts are here to help, and we ship samples directly to you. Fast and free. Need assistance with measuring and installation? We've got you covered there too. No need for an in-home consultation just to get a quote. You can always count on upfront pricing right on our website. And you can always rest easy with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day sale now and save 45% on selected products. Plus doorbusters. 45% off selected products at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This is Flea for This Little Light, a podcast about falling in love with music. I started a nonprofit music school about 20 years ago called the Silver Lake Conservatory of Music. The reason that I started doing this podcast was music education. I'll be speaking with Rick Rubin, Thundercat, Stuart Copeland, Margot Price, Corey Henry, Cynthia Erivo, Sheila E., and Patti Smith.
Please listen and follow This Little Light, a presentation of Cadence 13 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Surgeons keep our hearts beating. They do the amazing, help save lives, and so can you. Your CSL plasma donation can help create 24 critical life-saving medicines that can give Grandpa the chance for his heart to swell when he meets his new grandson, or give a bride the chance for her heart to skip a beat on her wedding day. Every plasma donation helps more than you know. Do the amazing. Help save lives. Donate today at your local CSL Plasma Center and be rewarded for your generosity.